T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It is 7:04 on hump day. It is hump day. Yeah, that means, you know what that means. Big Brother's on tonight.
Yay. Oh, awesome.
It's only a week of Big Brother left.
Julie Chen's going to be there
no,
too?
No, she's on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
This is a good one too, because it's at 8.
Yeah. It's the earlier one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. It's only a few episodes left. Such a bummer when the show comes to an end.
Oh, darn.
My money's on KC. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys were going
absolutely.
For the Tyler.
I like Tyler, and, you know, he has played a great game, and it's possible that if he makes it to the final two, he would win, but I feel like KC's positioned just right, and she is just a beast in competitions. Like, lately, she can't lose. She's winning everything.
I was watching some After Dark the other day, and...
Oh, were you? That's just sort of a live feed, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
KC is the girl,
mm-hmm.
and then...
JC is the little person.
Yes, and they were trying to annoy someone. So a girl was washing dishes.
Oh, it was Sam. Then and she's the only one who washes dishes in the house.
Well, she was just, she was so mad, and they were just trying to, just trying to get her attention and talking all kinds of stuff.
Oh,
wow.
It was weird.
Well, they've been in that house for going on 90 days. I mean, I'm sure they're looking for anything to entertain themselves.
Probably.
Well, that couple pledged love to each other. It's clear you spend so much time locked in a house, you might, you know, have delusional thinking.
Mm-hmm. Get outside into the real world,
the
and everything starts coming
to herself. Is that the one?
No, the Angela was the she's the one who was like, I have a secret for you.
You promise not to tell anyone. Pinky swear.
Dumb. Oh my god, dude, you're a grown up.
I'm in love with you. Are they grown ups?
Oh,
I think I'm in love with you, she says.
No.
510 says Julie will be on tonight because it's a surprise eviction night.
Oh, then Julie will be on
awesome.
Tonight. Oh, fantastic. Surprise, you're evicted. Well, they got to get narrowed down. I think what they were saying is that, oh, that would make perfect sense because usually the final head of household is a three-part challenge. So they'll get someone out tonight, get someone out tomorrow night. They'll be down to the final three. And then that person, whoever wins that, will choose who sits with them at the end.
Okay.
Go Casey. Go Casey. And then that would mean that there's only Sunday and Wednesday left. And I think, you know, that's going to be the longest night of TV on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. It'll probably be a 2-hour Big Brother. And then at 10 o'clock, Survivor will start.
I will miss that for sure.
I'll be up till almost 8.
Oh, you're awful. You and your early feed.
Hey. It's one of the reasons I can never move.
Listen to you.
I won't be able to get that at my next house.
I wrote a letter to CBS and they gave it to me.
And they did.
Hey.
Actually, it was way more hoops to jump through than that, but it was
totally worth
it. But you're grandfathered in now.
Well, I'm not. If I move, I'll have to go through the whole thing again. So.
And, well, you won't be.
And also, I don't work for CBS
right.
anymore. So.
So you need to not move.
Right. Ever. Not ever, ever.
Except you're sniffing around. I
no,
know
I'm
it.
Not. Stop
I
it.
Know
don't
it.
Don't be ridiculous. I don't
okay.
do that. I might need a new project house, but I'm staying in my house.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay, Billboard Hot 100. Here we go. Oh, my God. It's going to be great. There's actually one new song on here, so that's good news. Number 100 is Migos, Narcos. That peaked at 36. Why is this not number one? Sounds like all the other number one songs. All right. Skipping up to number 10. Khalid and Normani. Love Lies. That is... Tyga featuring Offset is number 9. Taste. Travis Scott is number 8 with Sicko Mode. 6ix9ine featuring Nicki Minaj and Murda Beats. Fifi. That's number 7. Debuting in 6th place, a new song from Kanye West and Lil Pump. It's called I Love It.
I don't like that.
You gonna keep going or?
No,
you can
I don't,
stop.
Yeah, I don't think we should be playing that.
I agree. Kanye, poopity scoop. Juice WRLD is number five. That's the song is Lucid Dreams.
Oh, yeah, your part.
Yeah. Number four is Post Malone, Better Now. Number three is Cardi B, Bad Bunny, and J Balvin. I like it. Number two is Girls Like You by Maroon 5 featuring Cardi B. Numero dos. I need a girl like you, yeah, yeah. And number one's Drake. Now, we can move on. At least it's not God's Plan. That song is the worst POS ever.
What? Is it?
Ugh.
Everyone else liked it.
So this is, let's see, 10 weeks at number one. Congratulations. Oh, my God. Okay, so I have a Drake story. A couple of them, actually.
All right.
Perfect.
Drake just filed a lawsuit against a woman who claims that he got her pregnant, saying that he's saying she made the whole thing. There's no baby. Where's this baby? And also, why won't you take a paternity test if there is a baby? And he's also saying she made false rape accusations against him.
I'm listening.
Her name is Layla Lace. I guess last year during the Boy Meets World tour in Manchester, England, he met her.
He says he met her, right?
Yep.
Okay.
He does say he met her.
All right.
This was after one of his concerts, February of 2017, and they did do it. He says they had consensual sex, and Layla also voluntarily and seemingly happily performed one thing in particular. A lot of times you're on your knees for that.
Oh.
Happily, voluntarily, and seemingly happily. In the lawsuit, Drake says Layla went ballistic when he sent her home rather than taking her on tour with him. She figured she'd earned a spot on the tour. Mm. He was like, great meeting you. Have a great life.
Oh, I bet.
Did you turn me off?
I did.
Oh. Yeah. I've been trying to like troubleshoot what's going on here. I'm like, why is this not...
Some of the stories I've heard about touring artists, they have it down to such a science that these dudes don't even say goodbye.
Yeah.
They don't have to. They like exit the room and someone sweeps in and says, okay, get your things and get out. And they don't even have to say goodbye to these girls. And what I'm surprised by too, as we're dealing with or seeing a lot of people say, I was mistreated by someone. I don't know how we haven't seen a lot of groupies say, that person treated me like this.
Uh-huh.
I mean, for real. It sounds like this lady's making up a pregnancy.
Well, she's making up a lot of things. So I guess that she somehow had gotten his number. He actually gave her his real number. She had Drake's number. And she... Oh, here's some picture of her. And a funny picture of him, man. God, I don't know why people are so into him. Anyway, so these were texts that were sent February 17th, 2017, February 20th or so, 2017. She actually had texted him, and he got back to her here and there, but she's just, you can just tell she's annoying. Like, she says, I miss you already, and she's sending little hearts and emojis.
Vinny's hand is up.
Oh, yes, Vinny, your hand's up.
What does Layla Lace do for a living?
I do not know.
I just did a bunch of research on her, and I watched a video of her being interviewed about the baby.
Okay.
So she used to be a former stripper.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, Layla Lace.
And she's also an Instagram model.
Is she?
Yes.
Right.
So am I also an Instagram model? I mean, I've been on Instagram.
You're not quite putting up modeling pictures. Your fish in your backyard.
Yeah, that doesn't.
That's not really a model.
One time I had a shirt on and I was like, uh-oh, I got to take that down. My headlights are on. That was very model-y of me, wasn't it?
No.
So I'm a Instagram model,
too. Wait, you took it down?
Well, I just didn't want
to. You're supposed to leave it up, though.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, ooh, uh-oh.
Where do we get a look at that?
It's up
there? Wait, you took it down?
I took it down a long time ago.
And you didn't put it back?
No.
Oh, that's
I don't. I think I took it down.
That's not the way to get likes on Instagram, Sarah.
She said, I miss you already. And then, I don't know, 6 hours later, she writes, you okay?
Oh, my gosh.
And then the next day, he writes, yeah, I've just been sick. I got a cold. Hope you're good, love. And she says, oh, I hope you feel better. I'm sick as well. I caught a cold, too. And then Later that day, he writes, "Hope to see you soon." Then, let's see, I don't know, 20 minutes later, she writes, "Okay, bae, same here." And then a couple days later, she writes, "Hey, hon, how are you? You feeling better?" And then 2 days later, she writes, "Well, I hope you're feeling better. You told me you were sick the other day. I checked on you and you ignored me. I don't know what else to say."
Whoa.
Hello.
You don't know he's a touring musician that has one in every port.
Drake says she created a fantasy relationship with him, and at a point he did not have the time or energy to respond, and he says that set her off. So I assume there are
more. No one likes to be ignored.
No one. I assume there are more text messages.
What's the name of the guy?
Michael Douglas.
Yeah,
I will not be ignored.
What is the name of it?
It was something like that.
Fatal Attraction.
Yeah.
Not going to be ignored. In April of 2017, she posted on Instagram and for the first time claimed she was pregnant, saying, "So I guess still in this era, this is the new thing that after you tell a dude you're pregnant, they stop answering their phone." According to a lawsuit, according to this lawsuit that Drake has filed, she then threatened to publicly leak messages from Drake. She made good on that and then went on SiriusXM and announced that Drake got her pregnant. In May of 2017, she hired a lawyer and demanded money for her alleged baby and threatened him with defamation because TMZ posted a story saying Drake had never even met her. The suit goes on to say Layla refused to take a paternity test, and then Layla and her lawyer went radio silent. Drake says the whole thing was a scam. There's no credible evidence of pregnancy nor any baby, which would have been born last fall. According to the lawsuit, she then switched tactics and went to authorities in New York and alleged that Drake had raped her during their one-night stand. Drake says at that point she hired a lawyer who demanded money or else they'd make the rape complaint public. According to the suit, the case was referred to the Manchester, England police, who interviewed Drake and ultimately cleared him. But it still wasn't over at that point. He says she then demanded millions of dollars in exchange for silence. He's suing for civil extortion, emotional distress, fraud, defamation, and abuse of process. And he is looking for unspecified damages, which, good luck collecting blood from that stone.
Well, there's a lawyer involved in this, so maybe the lawyer is going to have to face the music for having...
Defended her. I don't know. Is the lawyer held liable if there's a judgment? I think it's just the person. I don't really know how that works. Drake was in Atlantic City. More Drake. I did turn you back on.
Area code.
Is this a Drake song?
No. No, this is
I was going to say, this is actually not bad. This is a Drake song I can get behind.
Luda and Nate Dogg. Late Nate Dogg.
That's the life of a touring musician. Some of them.
This is a famous
I've got
song,
hoes though. In all the area codes. So he, I guess he went to a strip joint, but he got to the door and he looked in and he's like, it's too full. Let's just go gamble. And so they did. And he lost about $200,000.
Oh,
they don't say
gosh.
It's, believe me, it's a drop in the bucket. He gets that
for
one night.
I mean, what's he worth, $100 million?
I don't know. What is he worth? Gajillions of dollars, I'm sure, but you know he gets 200 grand to play three songs
right.
Someplace. But he did. They don't say what game he was playing, but he lost $200,000.
$100 million bucks.
Mm. It's good to be Drake. Oh, okay.
Beautiful.
If I could just mention real quick, I've been trying so hard to get a picture of Leo.
Oh, meow.
And Sparky for you guys.
Yes, he did. He posted some Garage Cats.
Garfield, or if that's what you're calling him, that guy,
am I in the pictures?
Yeah, you are.
Where am I?
Oh, did you post?
I posted a picture. Oh. So I'm telling you, I've been trying this for a week now. Mm-hmm. These guys, they scatter like convicts the minute I show up. I mean, they run for it. The orange cat, so Leo's orange, that's our cat. Sparky's black. He's under the car in the photo
see,
I posted.
I couldn't see him.
He's under there.
Where is he exactly? Why is he under the car? That seems mean.
I just told you, because I show up to get a picture of the two, and they both separate. I'm like, you bastard.
They're like, I didn't do it.
So I'm
wasn't
on the
me.
Floor, like, trying to get this shot for you guys. That's the best I could do, though.
Well, I'm not exactly a model.
And then the orange guy, he bolts for home.
Oh.
That guy sprints away, and you can't.
So obviously, Leo hangs out. Garage Cat, you're a good boy. You hang out with your daddy, Vinny. You love Vinny now, huh?
Well, that's a big word.
You guys are certainly getting along better than
anyway,
you used to.
I posted the best picture I could get of the two cats. One's under the car, and the other one is roaming around
just
my lens.
You're always trying to kick ass.
Yeah, you got the cat's butt, and then you got the cat's eye.
The best
I like
one
the butt.
Is number four. Number four is the best one.
The eye?
The eyeball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway,
well, anyway, thank you the best for, I thanks for getting
funny.
Stinky. And
those are the dudes. That's the garage.
Now the mission is to get all three of them together.
I'm trying. They're killing me. I swear they
put out a good thing of food, like, you know, nice wet food, and have them come over and then just, you know, be just ready.
Or do you have any cat treats?
They remind me of like when police would knock on the door at a party and everyone would just, you'd see everybody
Dad's
go.
Here! Come on, guys, I'm gonna go.
Hell?
Garfield, let's
you
get
guys,
out of here.
You guys, nobody's doing anything to you. Just relax.
Garage Cat's like, oh no, my parents are home.
I'm sure even the police are like, we were just gonna tell you to keep it down, you dummies. Now you're running for it. Yeah, clearly something's up.
Now we're gonna have to chase you.
Right.
Oh, he's chasing us.
And take your keg.
This is no good. Hurry up. Didn't mean to abandon you.
What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad cats, bad cats. Kelly Clarkson is getting her own talk show.
Yeah, she is.
This run she's had on The Voice has done her nothing but great things.
Mm-hmm.
You really get to see her personality, and it's a good one.
She is adding daytime talk show host to her resume.
How's that gonna go?
Well,
sounds like a great idea.
Sounds like a great idea for a talk show. So, although I gotta say, you know, what is any talk show? Honestly, the ones that work because the person is comfortable and naturally funny and interesting. And the ones that don't work, they don't work because you're just like, I am super bored by this. If they're not boring, then I guess they work. I don't know. I think Ellen's great because she's super charming and she's not doing anything special.
No, hold on. Ellen's an incredibly talented comedian who's hired great writers, and that show can be so funny.
I'm telling you, she's a very charming for the whole dance thing, though. I mean, like they'll dance for 5 minutes straight.
I know.
Yeah. Like that's, I'm like, oh.
2 minutes is good.
Yeah.
And she does a lot of bits on there, too.
She does scare people.
She has her little DJ.
I'm telling you, though. Somebody, you could put someone else in there, same writers, it wouldn't work. It works with Ellen. Mm-hmm. Like, it doesn't work with everybody. So some of these are hits and some are, I mean, please, Mrs. Jenner, what's her name?
Kris
Kardashian. Jenner,
Chris
whatever
Jenner,
her name
whatever.
Is. Like, you just knew that wasn't, because who cares?
Yeah.
I don't want to watch her, you know? So maybe people will, I mean, she says it's going to be music. She loves to play games, you know? That's fun.
We'll see.
The Kelly Clarkson Show has been sold to, I think it's 11 stations. She filmed a pilot for it a couple months ago, and it's not going to be out until the fall of 2019. It's going to replace Steve Harvey's Steve and be the lead-in to Ellen on NBC-owned TV station groups.
Well, that's a pretty good spot, isn't it?
Yeah. We'll see it here. New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas, Fort Worth, San Francisco, Miami, San Diego, Hartford, and Washington, D.C., she says, I love connecting with people, playing games, music, finding ways to help or give back to communities and organizations. Having my own talk show where I get to do all of these things is pretty much a dream job. So it'll be on in like a year.
It's such a different type of work, though, than she's... Musicians do work.
Absolutely.
And you hear people who are musicians, they know how to be in a band. They're good at it. They can write music, play music. They function well in those settings, but... Can she do a talk show every day?
A daily talk show
grind.
Plus The Voice.
Yep.
I don't know.
She's got a couple kids.
Yeah.
Well, she's got a lot of help, right?
I'm wondering, actually, if... she could have done two more seasons of The Voice by the time fall of 2019 rolls around. So maybe she'll take a break from that. And with two kids, who doesn't like a routine?
True.
You know, she won't have to tour. She'll do this talk show.
Wouldn't she come in here in January? We're giving away tickets. When is that for?
Yeah,
January
that's right. 24th, she does have some
so
tours.
So she is doing some tours.
In between.
Yeah.
So who knows what her plans, but good for her.
I wish her
give
luck.
Give it a try. Me too. Yep. I think she's, like you said, she's got a great personality.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe this works out for her.
Yeah.
Speaking of people getting off the road, after 56 years on the road, Bob Seger has announced his final tour dates. Listen, I love Bob Seger.
You do?
I do.
I was just going to ask you that.
I love Bob Seger. He's got, I don't love all of them, but this, come on, this song.
No, I don't hate it.
On the road again.
I've never once pressed play on a Bob Seger record.
Oh, really?
Not once.
Oh, I love it. I think I have like a greatest hits thing. This is a weird version.
Oh, is it?
Where'd you find this?
Yeah, this is a weird version.
You know, I had it in my library. I'm not sure where the source is, but actually it says Bob Seger original from 1973.
Oh.
So maybe this is the legit one and you guys are listening to the...
I actually wonder if we listen to a live one.
You're listening to the live stuff and you're giving me crap?
Maybe. Anyway, he's announced his final tour dates. He and the Silver Bullet Band are going to hit the road for a six-month tour starting November 21st in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I don't have all the dates. They announced 10 dates yesterday. More are going to be added. He says he may continue recording, but this is the end of his touring career. He's said this before, though.
He has?
2011, he was like, I'm thinking about not touring anymore. Mm. He's 73 now. So,
does he have new music?
I don't know.
I bet not.
Yeah. I feel like he had an album a few years ago, but
artists, they cannot justify the cost of making a record when they don't sell.
Or if they're not willing to tour. Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park. This is interesting. I have to admit, it's a great idea, and I'm intrigued. Mike Shinoda from Linkin Park asked 50 fans for their home addresses. And he started sending each of them a scrap of paper. So the fans who've received a scrap have been sharing photos of it online, and people on Reddit are putting them together. Yes, they all fit together. Some kind of message has been put out by Mike Shinoda, and he's scrap papering it together. It seems to be something he's doing with Kay Flay, who appears on one of his new songs, but there aren't enough pieces yet to figure this out. But I thought, it's a great way to get people interested. Like, I don't care what Mike Shinoda's up to. I you know, I don't dislike him or anything, but I'm like, oh my God, what did the scrap say?
It's that's
like
great.
Kind of a cool scavenger hunting kind of thing. So anyway, that's a lot of it's on Reddit. So you can, I don't know how many pieces have been returned yet, but when people get them, I guess they're posting them up and Reddit's collecting them. And finally, Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin, they...
What's the verdict today?
No, it's not about them being married. Apparently, they're not married. I don't know. But they are just touring the world together. They make out everywhere they go, too. They were in line for the London Eye, that Ferris wheel-looking thing.
Uh-huh.
And as soon as they got
made
on there,
out in line?
No, they didn't make out in line, but as soon as they got into their own private London Eye box, they were making out.
Oh.
And then he got off the thing... And right in front of Buckingham Palace, he opened up his guitar and sat down on the edge of a fountain and just started singing to her. And so, of course, a crowd gathers and he's doing like a Tracy Chapman song. And by the way, there's a huge waterfall going in the background. So the audio is not, it's cute. And he's enthusiastic. He's got his guitar open like he wants people to throw coins in. And she's all, oh.
That's cute.
It is.
That is cute. Well, I mean, what is wrong with that? They're creating.
I'm telling you the story. So the song he's doing is Tracy Chapman's Fast Car.
You know, so you see the people in the background getting themselves into selfie photos with him. That's one of the things I just really. So there's a guy like getting into the, you know, that
and putting
lean
his hand
in.
Right.
It's like, man,
putting his phone up.
Just relax and listen to the guy. What the heck?
So here's a shot
if you're into
you can
that
see.
Thing.
They're very casually dressed. She's wearing like just a puffy sweatshirt.
Oh, she loves him.
I know. It's really, she's got her hand covering her mouth. And they've got about, what do they have? Maybe 55 days left to get married. I don't remember when they got that license.
I
thought it was maybe late last week.
It was last week.
And they're saying it's a 60-day thing. Right. So there you go. What's coming up, Benny?
I have another love story for you.
Oh,
man.
I love love.
And his car.
Oh.
After these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show at 7:39, coming up at 8 o'clock. Scott Kapur will be joining us here in the studio. We'll be revisiting his trip to the GLAAD Media Awards this past Saturday. He brought a tape recorder, and we'll see how he did with Ross Matthews and Alyssa Milano and more. And he's going to be at the Punchline Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So if you love you some Scott, that's a good place to go see him.
The Radio Alice Report.
He is such a funny boy. Mm. I cannot wait to hear this audio.
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be hilarious. Side-splitting.
I bet.
Yep.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to the real deals for over 30 years and the Fall into Savings event now. That's Carlson Subaru. CarlsonSubaru.com. In Redwood City.
Redwood City.
Redwood City.
Okay, here's what's happening.
The water bill that I, you know, the water?
Yeah.
And the garbage bill, it says I have to write it out to City of Redwood.
Really?
Yeah. Is it City of Redwood City or just City of Redwood? Whatever it is.
So. City of Redwood.
Huh.
It's funny.
California.
7:41 Wednesday morning, everyone. Here's what's happening. I actually, Sarah and I had a brief 2-second chat off air about this because I was going to, I wasn't going to do the update again, but it looks like lawyers for accuser Christine Blasey Ford, the woman who says she was attacked by Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, her lawyers say that they want her, they want the FBI to investigate the allegations made against this guy before she appears. And that was the main thing yesterday. It made the news that she stepped forward and put her name to the allegation. And then very quickly, the news cycle, the news storm said they're going to both testify next week, Monday.
Right.
And
she's
the story I saw was, and I truly did see a story. I had to look for it, but I saw a story that said no one has confirmed from her side that she's going to be there.
Right.
And so the news is she isn't going to be there. She wants the FBI to investigate before she testifies.
Well, she's been getting death threats, so I think that she feels like she wants to make sure that she has some solid corroboration and have them do an investigation. But there are so many more layers to this story, the timing on the release of the information.
Feinstein is definitely caught up in this.
Oh,
there's no doubt.
Sure.
So it's going, it goes all directions. Like, you start to read it, and you go, oh, Feinstein sat on the letter. Oh, she dropped it, the timing-wise. Well, Feinstein's saying, it was anonymous. She didn't want her name out there. I held it back because there was, and you know, so there's
right.
There's a lot here.
There is a lot. Well, and it's also, I mean, this what they I'm sure the Democrats want to do is delay this until after the midterms, when the face of Congress will change. Hopefully, she I'm sure is thinking in her favor. You know, I think the bottom line though is whether or not Dianne Feinstein has done the wrong thing or the right thing.
Politically.
You know, to me, this is the highest court in the land. It's a lifetime appointment, and I want this person's character to be unassailable. I really feel like the best among us should, you know, and I get it. All the statute of limitations. Yeah, but no one's putting him on trial here. No one's saying he should go to jail for this. What we're saying is the people who sit on the Supreme Court should be the best of us, not people who attempted rape. And who knows what the FBI would find if they looked into it. Maybe nothing. Maybe this lady is full of... But I feel like, why wouldn't we? What is the rush? Why wouldn't we look into this as much as possible?
I can't speak for this woman, and I've never met her, and I don't know. But the more women I've spoken with about this time in our lives, the young partying days, you find a lot of women have a similar story in common.
Right.
Of one way or another. And I had a girlfriend who told me she was partying with friends. And this is her story to tell, and it's not mine, so I won't get into the details. But she was like, I was with friends, or I thought I was with friends, and passed out and woke up with someone on me. Mm. And because I was with her, I was, oh my God, I was so mad. You know, like you would be.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so I'll let you know if any news comes out that she is going to show. Right now, she's not. That's right. The latest. Here's a love story for you guys.
Oh, my God. Love story. I love
gears.
Love.
Here's some good fun.
Let's hear some love.
There's a 47-year-old guy in San Antonio named Wesley Ryan who used to drive around town in a white 93 Ford Mustang, and he loved that car.
Hey.
He loved that car so much. That was his 93 Ford Mustang.
93. What did the 93s look like?
I don't know.
Pull that up. I've got a 93 Ford Mustang.
Probably pretty nice, though.
Probably. It's always been kind of a
badass
muscle car.
What was your last Mustang?
I was trying to think.
Yeah, I loved these versions.
Well, let's see.
Let's see. The 5.0s, too.
Oh. I didn't love that body shape. But it's,
that's,
you know,
the 93?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, I liked it when they went back to sort of a more, the more classic styling. Yeah.
Anyway, he loved it.
Yep, it was his car, his ride.
About 17 years ago, though, he decided to sell it to pay off medical bills after his wife, Laura, was diagnosed with ovarian cancer.
Oh, geez.
The good news is the treatments worked, and she's been cancer-free for 13 years now.
Oh, that's
but
wonderful.
What really matters is he had to break up with his car. They've been apart now all these years. And the two kids, their two kids, now in their 20s, decided they were going to track down Dad's love. His Ford Mustang.
That is so awesome.
And they did it.
Oh, this is a family love story.
And last month, they bought it back for him and returned his 93 Ford Mustang.
And was it the exact same one?
It's the one. They tracked it down, the one he had to sell to pay the bills off. There's a video of them surprising him with it. As soon as he sees it, he starts crying.
Oh, that is so sweet.
I know.
He
it's
says,
a family slash car love
story. He wasn't
story.
Just emotional about the car, Vinny. He told the local paper. I'm so dumb. Anyway, he told the local paper, his kids are good people. And knowing he and his wife raised them right is, quote, the strongest, most powerful feeling that a parent can have.
Oh, that is so lovely. To, love. Like, to have your kids put that kind of effort into making you happy. It's, mm-hmm. you know, that is, that's everything. It's a lovely story.
The new odds on favorite to win the Super Bowl, as you know, the NFL season has started. It's not your Pats, Sarah.
Well, surprise.
It's the Rams.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Why the Rams?
Because they're playing good. Mm. They got a lot of good players. We'll see. They're still young. And, you know, Tommy and his boys, they're pretty seasoned.
Yeah, seasoned is the word.
They do win regularly, so we'll see if they're able to keep that going. But that's, you know, if you're a gambling type, the Rams are the odds-on favorite.
Rams. All right.
We did a story earlier about lawnmower parenting.
Yes.
This is the newest trend in keeping your kids from experiencing any discomfort
mow down any obstacle in your path.
Whatsoever. There are no speed bumps. None. Smooth sailing.
I caught you. I cut you a path through this thicket.
This isn't here in America yet.
Uh-oh, what is it?
But there's a new anti-bullying service that's being offered in South Korea.
A service?
Yes. Parents can hire intimidating dudes to pose as uncles for their kids and to help protect them from bullies.
Oh.
There are three packages. The evidence package, where a fake uncle secretly films a kid getting bullied, then turns over the tapes to the school and then tells them they better do something about it or I'll go to the school board. That's $350 a day.
Oh.
So that the uncle is watching. Catch the bulliers.
So
in.
He, evidence. So right. He's goes in and he intimidates the school.
Right.
I see.
The evidence
All right.
package.
Got it.
The uncle package, where the guy walks a kid to and from school and gives a, quote, stern warning to all the bullies that I'm here and I'm going to let you have it if you come after my boy. That's $440 a day.
Oh,
wow.
For the escort service to and from
escort.
School.
And is there a KO service too?
Where
he beats those bullies to a pulp?
The chaperone package is where the fake uncle goes to wherever the bully's parents work, confronts them and protests in front of their building yelling, a parent of a bully works here.
Oh, I like that.
That's almost $2,000 for four visits.
Oh.
Is there a higher package?
No, that's the top. Well, I mean, I guess next is what? Murdering the bullies?
Yeah,
slashing the tires.
Right.
That's a billionaire spending her money, everyone.
Who was that?
Sheryl Sandberg.
Oh.
We got to eliminate.
For the bossy campaign, right?
Yeah, we got to eliminate that term.
How'd that go? Is it gone?
No, it's not gone. The dumbest campaign in the world.
It does seem like there's better things to campaign about, but that was important to her, so let her
have
it.
You got $1 billion, that's what you're going to, come on.
Well, she didn't spend $1 billion on it. Don't worry, she still has plenty. She'll eat.
Will she?
She'll be fine.
There's an 81-year-old guy in Mobile, Alabama named Lewis Mapp, who recently volunteered at his local hospital. Every Tuesday, he goes in and rocks babies to sleep to give their parents a break or when the nurses are too busy. He mostly helps with the premature babies, and I guess they're long-term.
Yeah, in the hospital long-term.
Right. He says it's the highlight of his week to rock the babies to sleep. And ever since he started doing it, he's really been impressed with how great the nurses and doctors are. So on top of volunteering, he and his wife recently decided to donate some money to the hospital.
Aww.
Makes the news because it's substantial.
Oh, this guy's got some. What did you say? I thought you said he had a day job.
No, he's an 81-year-old guy.
Okay, got it.
Before he retired, though, he worked in the banking sector, and him and his wife did very well. They just donated $1 million to the neonatal center, and what he wanted to do was to really make a difference was put the nurses in charge of how the money was spent.
Oh.
So they're using some of the money this year to buy a few special beds for extremely premature babies called Leo beds. Each bed costs $50,000.
Wow. What's the deal with them?
I don't know. They're just special.
I want a Leo bed.
You want
that
a Leo bed?
Amazing.
Anyway, they didn't have enough of them, and now they do.
Aww.
Thanks to Lewis Mapp.
The baby rocking granddaddy.
Isn't that neat?
It's very sweet.
Yeah.
I like hearing about people. I like the news that you do. It's like the good news.
well,
some of it, anyway.
Yeah. By the way, a lot of people wrote in about the gas story from our first news break.
Yes.
It's true, people. I don't know why you're having trouble believing me, but if you hold your farts in, they're coming flying right out your mouth.
I just don't think
ask for that doctor
physiologically
again.
Ask for the doctor. Happen. If there's a gastroenterologist out there,
I told
our phone
number
is 800-400-3697. Vinny says if you hold in your farts, they travel
I'm
back
not
up.
Say, the story says that.
Yeah, Vinny's standing by the story that if you hold in your farts, they go back up through your colon, through your small intestine, somehow get into your stomach again, and then come out your mouth. Is that true?
And the butt dust catches on your teeth.
Yeah, he says you have a butt mouth. I say it's just, you know, everything's downward pressure there. The gas sits there, and then later, you know, you get a little bloated, but then it comes out the way it was supposed to come out.
That is not correct.
Hit my ear, Bren.
What?
Come on.
Our text number is 800.
About?
I don't know.
Sure, yeah.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple.
All right.
Usually the fight tonight's Big Brother evacuation. Oh, never mind. Sorry.
So this what is happened? This is a surprise. That was crazy. Tonight's surprise eviction it's happening tonight. I guess Julie's going to be on tonight. Julie Chen Moonves.
707 says, you guys clearly don't watch Ellen. She hasn't danced in a while.
Really? I thought that was her whole thing. Maybe I can go back to her now.
She will dance some days for maybe 1 or 2 minutes, often getting an audience member involved. But you can't keep complaining about something that hasn't happened in
a
while.
It's the whole reason I dropped off the show. I like Ellen. I think she's very charming.
Says,
she's very quick and witty in the interviews. And
Ellen dances for 5 minutes straight, in quotes. Says the people who have a 10-minute Friday montage.
Yeah, once a week. And it's not 10 minutes. You're speaking in hyperbole. It's maybe 6 minutes.
Maybe.
Some days it's only like 4 minutes. How long is it? Do you time it?
No, I don't time it.
You should time it.
Then can you please tell me what they gave Garage Cat? His name's Leo, first of all. It's not Garage Cat. And to calm him down because I'm having an issue with my dog and thought maybe I should go to the vet to get some of what you gave Leo.
Don't.
It's Prozac.
Bad side effects.
It was Prozac is what.
He's been
into
me.
He's not on.
No, I'm not. Come on, do that to my friends. We're trying to slip into that guy.
Okay. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Scott Caparo.
Oh, thank God.
Up in the trash.
Sarah and Vinny.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.